I am very pleased to introduce Carmelo to us. He is no stranger, but three years ago, I know that most of you don't remember. But he is here this morning when Cliff and I were there not too long ago. Of course, we were with him in Mosa with Carmelo and shared in his church. And we are really, really blessed to have him with us. And, of course, before he leaves today, we want to be in prayer for him and, of course, for Yvonne. So, Carmelo, welcome. God bless you. We're glad that you are here. Let's welcome him warmly. Come on, please.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. So thank you very much for the prayers for us in Mostar, Bosnia and Herzegovina, for our church. And I challenge you, please continue praying for us, that we will be closer to Jesus than ever before, that we will be desperate for him. Yesterday, as we were having lunch instead of breakfast at the Mexican, I heard some people are competing how much weight they are going to lose. I would like to be here because I like competition. I like driving a little bit faster than it's supposedly to be. And I like to win, you know. So if I would be in this competition, I would do everything possible to win and to take also that money, which I hear it's in some pot or a box. We have quite some popular topics usually to preach on, you know, or books to read. A couple of years ago in States and at my home, I would hear the topics about the excellence. I know at that time I was in New York State and in several churches I heard the same thing. Everybody was speaking about the excellence, meaning that the church should be decorated nice, invested money, painted, and you have done a great job. But still you don't fit into that category because you spend too little money, you know. Because those churches were speaking about investing a huge amount of the money that the seats will be pleasurable for the people and all of that. Then we had topics like fire in bones, blue and red pill from the movie Matrix for those who showed it. And many of these come and go. But the one excellence I really like more to speak than any other of these that I heard, and that's about the excellence inside of us. The excellence that is not easy to gain, it takes discipline. I'm not sure how many of you like discipline. I did not at some stage of my life. Discipleship, training, focusing, dying to yourself means dying to your selfish desires, self-esteem, self-propagating, advertising. I remember as everyone in Yugoslavia had to go to army. And from my nice and pleasant life at my home, when quite many things my mother would do, she would do washing, she would even, if I didn't fix the bed, she would do it. And then I came to army, which was pretty shocking. At once, my bed was supposed to be perfect. You should see on the bed sheet line, and it should go straight. If it didn't, it was like explosion of the bed, just turned upside down, all the thing. So I was very offended in the beginning, you know. But then I saw that offense doesn't help me at all. If I don't get better, I'm going to fix in the morning maybe 10 to 15 times the bed. Because they don't care if it's just little less than what they would like me to be. They wanted perfection. Also, there was about 70 people sleeping in the room, you know. Well, sometimes going through a training, when I see sometimes your U.S. Marines, which United States is so proud of, I don't see so much difference from what I went through, you know. It was very tough. Yugoslavian People's Army was the third one in Europe on their discipline and all of that. And it was not easy. In a room of 70 people, many times you would hear people crying, you know. Some were snoring, but some were crying, you know. Then some people would not, you know, it's not easy to have discipline like training in up to 3 hours of running. You know, especially those who were married, gained a little bit of weight. It was pretty tough of them. So they would usually give up. And then, you know what? 150 people are punished, not one single person, because they expect the whole unit to be as one. So usually you think what you should do, you know, because some people say, oh, I just cannot make it. And then we train instead of 3 hours for 5 hours. So what would happen usually in the evening when we lay in the bed and then the light gets off? And you know, when it's turned off, some things happen. Those who are not good during the daytime, they get some spanking, you know, some correction from the people, which was illegal. I think you call it red code or something like that, you know. So that was happening, you know. Constant correction was in the life, you know, till they got really our obedience to do whatever they say. There was no complaint. Discipline in sports. I was racing bicycles, and in the beginning I was very naive. I didn't practice enough. I thought that everything will be easy. Well, the start of the race was like finishing the race. So in the beginning, I was left in the first couple races. I would drive for 70 miles alone because everybody was like 2 or 3 miles ahead of me. And it was not easy. I learned the lesson. I had to practice more and I had to fight more for it, you know. Sometimes when I was winning races, when I would finish the race, I would see different colors. Water would be orange. World around me was red because of so much lost energy. I would lose sometimes up to 18 pounds in one race. But there is price to be paid and discipline brought in, you know. Discipline in our everyday life, getting up, devotional, fitness, breakfast, priorities on to-do list, etc., you know. In Proverbs, the first chapter of the Proverbs, it says, and I have to find it, the seventh verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Anyone of you despising discipline? Nobody probably wants to admit that he's a fool, but I did, you know, many, many times, you know. Somebody wants to correct me, I have my way, you know. But then it doesn't work. But it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. All, we can say revelation for many things in our lives, you know. Many times the things don't work in our life. And then we either complain about God, complain about the pastor, complain about the people in the church, complain about the people at the work, and all the time. And nothing, it ever comes up to me. But the common denominator in all the things which don't work together around me is me, usually. But we don't like to admit that, that we need sometimes really discipline to come to the place of the excellence. Excellence in our lives, excellence in a spiritual life, you know. I was in Korea, and I had a really tremendous experience. First of all, I realized all Koreans, whatever kind of the church, is it Brethren, Pentecostal, Baptist, Presbyterian, they all get up very early in the morning. Usually that's 4 o'clock. They start praying at 5 o'clock, and then they go to their job and have revival. So what do you think if your pastor would say, God said to me, in every next 5 years, pray every morning at 5, and then we'll have a revival in 5 years, that's what God told me. Would you be ready for that? To give up on your sleep, on your pleasant, nice cushion and bed and all of that, and to get up early? There were some Koreans in Croatia, they tried that, they didn't succeed. Why? First of all, the pastors were not ready for it, you know. And they would usually say, oh, it works in Korea. When I was in Korea in 1995 for 9 days, 7 or 9 days, I forgot now. But first night I came, and usually in their hotels you have a little sponge on which one you are sleeping. It's not bed. It's just put by the side of the wall. You put it down and you sleep on it. And I would come. We had the full days. So there was no time of rest. They would take us here and there and pray this and meet this. And then I would come around 11 o'clock in the evening to the hotel. I would take shower and be ready to go to sleep. And then I was awakened by the things to pray. So first night I started praying because I was obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And it went for 2 hours. So it was 2 o'clock in the morning. When I saw that, I thought, I'm going to be dead in the morning. 6 o'clock getting up, and then 7 leaving that hotel and going all day long till 11 o'clock in the evening. Well, I woke up, I was completely fresh. And it continued happening all the days I was there. And the prayer was not even painful. The things were just coming like this. You know, maybe you heard for Dr. Yonggi Cho. He usually says that people on the West, see, he says even the pastors of the big mega churches can pray about 25 minutes. And he says that usually when they mention all their uncles, sisters, daughters, and all of them, it goes about 25 minutes. Because he says there is no discipline in their life, you know, with God. And here it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Every one of us would like to have knowledge. You know, I believe Adam was the smartest or the person that had more knowledge than anyone else in the world today. You know why? He was in the presence of God. And he had fear of God. He was respectful to God. He knew that it's the best with him to be with God till he sinned. Then he was shorter of the knowledge. Why? Because he said, the wife you gave me, so he blamed God, she made me eat from the truth of the knowledge. Life and death, you know. Then he realized he was naked. But before that, he was perfect because he was in the presence of the God. So hard work brings a profit. As it says somewhere in, I think, Proverbs, all hard work brings a profit. Yeah. So that's what the Koreans have. So then they also expect miracles. I usually like first to experience miracles, then I'll do the hard work, and then I'll pray, and then I'll give all the promises, which I usually don't keep. Is that true in your life? Because there is missing the discipline. If somebody is writing down, maybe you can put Deuteronomy 10, I'm not going into it, chapter 10, 12 verse, and then 20 to 21st verse. Because for so many of us, it's hard to see the will of God because we are so much focused on us, our needs, our problems, and we pray usually, God, please help me and fix all the things and all my needs. Lest we pray, God, whatever you give me, I would like to be into your glory. Remember when Moses came complaining to God that he cannot go, he doesn't know to speak and to go in front of Pharaoh? And what God said to him, what do you have in your hand? And it was only one, I don't know, was it nice stick? Was it carved? Not carved, just plain stick. But when he threw it down on the ground, it turned into snake. God wanted to show him that he can do whatever is around us, whatever we have in our house, it can be for glory of God.
Yes.
And that's where we have to step out.
Yes.
But many times we need that discipline. In Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be given, provided for you. Well, I always love the second part, provided for me. Because seeking kingdom of God is not always easy. You have to give up on many things, you know. Many things have to be killed in our lives, you know, who are actually fighting against the will of God. And God wants discipline. Because we worry about the money, about other things, you know. Just not long time ago, I was in States already. And I started worrying. I was in State College, Pennsylvania, worrying about the finances of the church and other things. And I was walking on the street towards the church there. And then God spoke to me. He said, didn't I tell you that I'm going to take care of you as long as you serve me?
Yes.
I started crying.
Yes.
I started being broken,
yes,
ashamed. Because so many times we have these all things and thoughts that are overcoming us, you know, like a huge weight over our life. And then we cannot see what God has for us.
Yes.
In John 12:20, it says, till a kernel of the wheat falls into the ground and dies,
yes,
it abides alone.
Yes.
There is no harvest, there is no fruit from that. But when it dies, it brings a lot. Multiplies 30, 60, 100 times. So it's the same. He says, Jesus continues in that verse, but my servant will be where I am, and my Father will honor the one that follows me. I want to be honored by the Father from heaven. I want to be in a place where Jesus is. But first, the discipline brings us into the place of dying to ourselves, living for God, less me, more God.
Yes.
And that's the best funeral as it can be. The best one that each of us should desire for it. Cannot see well on this clock how long. So, I think that's it. Thank you very much.